Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Once again, you hear the sound of rock cracking, and you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And today's show, 21st Century Pioneers, Gridlock Boxers, The New Rebels, Jang Madang USA. What in the world is Doc Holliday talking about? Well, you better listen to today's show because it's, it's a little bit of Elvis. We're going to play a little Elvis. I think he's got it summed up. And in just a moment, you'll hear that. Before we get to that, I've got to play a clip from Rush Limbaugh. Last week, it wasn't just him. It was hitting the news. It was hitting a partial part of the news. The mainstream media didn't say anything. But can you believe now that there's people who believe and people think they've figured out that the Obama administration through the FBI planted a spy in the Trump campaign? That's the allegations now. Take a listen to Rush, and then we're going to listen to what he had to say. We got comments about that, and then we're going to get into this week's show called The 21st Century Pioneers, Gridlock Boxers. Have you ever heard of that? Gridlock Boxers. The New Rebels, Jang Madang USA. What's he talking about? Well, if you haven't been listening to the show, we've said a little bit about Jang Madang. I'll tell you what it means if you don't know. But Jang Madang USA, that's something new. You only hear it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. But first, take a clip the last week with Rush Limbaugh.
So they had a plant. They had a spy. They had an informant in the Trump campaign. Now, a lot of people have been speculating who it is. I don't have any idea, folks. I really don't. A lot of people think it's Papadopoulos. Some people think it's George Nader. I haven't slightest idea, and I'm content to wait to find out, because to me, that's not the point. For our purposes, folks, the important thing is that the Obama administration infiltrated the Trump campaign with a spy. That's the important thing. Who it is, we will eventually learn. But we don't need to know who it is to know what the FBI did. When I say the FBI, I mean the Obama administration. They infiltrated the Trump campaign with a spy, and while they had that spy implanted, they were unmasking and leaking and obtaining FISA spying warrants and conducting criminal investigations of Trump advisors. This is a big deal. It is a gigantic big deal. Who the informant was will eventually be learned, as will some other details. I think if you dig deep, we'd have to conclude that it's an American, that the CIA, the FBI, and no doubt MI5 ran in Britain. And I think it's probably somebody that Christopher Steele knows. And I think I don't think it's Papadopoulos. I think they ran the spy on Papadopoulos. And I think they deployed their spy on some of the sources that Christopher Steele worked in prepping his dossier. Remember that Steele did all of his work in Britain. He hasn't set foot in Russia for 20 years. He was outed in Russia as a British operative in the late 90s, and he has not been able to go back. And all of his sources, or the vast majority of them, are Russian. So he's apparently talking to him on the phone. I think the spy that the FBI had in the Trump campaign was run on Papadopoulos and some of the sources that Steele worked.
A spy planted in the Trump campaign? I mean, it bewilders the mind to think that this actually could have happened. And would we not be hearing the volcanoes of liberal eruption if it was the other way around? If a Republican administration had planted a spy in the Democratic presidential campaign. Wow. I mean, the mainstream media would be calling for the death penalty, probably. And yet, you barely hear a word out of it at the beginning when these allegations are coming out. So I just have to tell you, I hope it's not true. If it is true, our Constitution and our democracy must gather the muster what it takes to make sure it never happens again and people are punished for such undermining of the U.S. Constitution. Wow. I just can't believe it happened. I hope it didn't. And if it did, a price must be paid because this should never happen in our United States of America. Not when we got a Constitution and not when it's so important that each side has a robust debate and letting the American people elect who their president's going to be, like they did in 2016, like they did in 2012, like they did in 2008. We don't need spies in the opposing campaigns, campaign. It should never happen. And how it did, we need to get down to the, you know, I don't care if somebody is the redacted name has to appear. This is the United States of America, 300 million people, how we self-govern ourselves. You know, these things need to be declassified by the president. We, the American people, need to know this is too serious to think that a spy was placed by the Obama administration to the Trump campaign. This cannot go covered up. It cannot. Not in the United States of America, working under the United States Constitution. So that's Doc Holliday's comments on that. We'll see how that pans out. But now, let's get to today's show, titled The 21st Century Pioneers, Gridlock Boxers, The New Rebels, Jang Madang USA. Well, what can I say? A lot of people, minorities especially, Hispanic, African American, feel like they're caught in a trap, in this gridlock. The American political system seems to be gridlocked between Republicans and Democrats and back and forth. The gridlock boxers are these conservative minorities. Candace Owens brought along, and then we talked about a couple of weeks ago, Turning Point USA. Candace Owens said some conservative thoughts, and she happens to be African American. Kanye West came to her defense, and that's what we are finding out, that these are gridlock boxers, meaning they want to break loose from the gridlock. They want to help empower conservatives to break through into the minority communities and say, here, the new rebels, we can do things that haven't been done before. We don't have to keep being lied to by those in power in the Democratic cities, the big cities across the country that are deteriorating. Places like the state of California with super majorities of Democratic Party, some new rebels are waking up. And throughout it all, we've had some 21st century pioneers. These are the conservative minorities who, from the year in the 2000, 2004, 2008, and that was when the turning point was supposed to be this country was going to go into a generation of Democratic leadership under the genius of Barack Obama. And I said on this show and other times, I'm proud of the fact we elected our first African-American president. I am not proud of the leftist policies he pushed this nation toward. He had an opportunity to bring the nation together, but he divided us because he did not want to go to centrist. He went to the far left in so many things. And people are starting to wake up to that. In a way, what's good for America, everybody got to see what happens with 8 years of leftist policies. How did it affect the minorities? How did it affect African-American unemployment? Well, it went in as in a recession because unemployment went down, but it never went to the lowest levels like it's happening now under President Trump. African-American unemployment numbers, lowest they've ever been recorded in history. Hispanic jobs. The unemployment, again, lowest in the history of since taking the unemployment statistics. So these are things that are waking people up, especially in a minority community, that they can be called the new rebels. They can be called the gridlock boxers trying to break through. And that's what this movement, I've coined the phrase Jang Ma Dang. And where does Jang Ma Dang come from? Jang, J-A-N-G-M-A-D-A-N-G. Jang Ma Dang. And I call it Jang Ma Dang USA. But the word comes from Korean, North Korea in particular. Back in the 1990s, there was this famine that we've read about. And we know that thousands, tens of thousands, probably starved to death in North Korea. The only way they were surviving was black market. They could sell things on the black market without government approval, without government involvement. But that's how they survived and tried to get a meager income just enough to survive. The food, there was a black market. It was called Jang Ma Dang. And after the famine ceased, the people there who had a taste of freedom of Jang Ma Dang and being their own entrepreneurs in a very small, small way. But that taste of freedom, they would not relent. The people of North Korea who had tasted this Jang Ma Dang said, no, we're going to keep doing this. And they have. It's been suppressed. It's limited. But the North Korean government allowed it to continue. So Jang Ma Dang, it represents those who have tasted freedom and want more. They want more, and that is equivalent of what's going on in a different parallel. America has much more than North Korea, much more freedom. But again, we got people like Candace Owens who's talking about the plantation mentality where African Americans have voted overwhelmingly in over 90% percentage points in most elections for the Democratic Party across this country. And she's saying, Candace Owens saying, it's like a plantation system. Nobody's getting off the plantation. And she is thinking out of a box. And she's a gridlock boxer. Get us out of this gridlock. This way we've been twined together, Democrat and Republicans, where you say, well, there's no difference if we like Democrat or we like the Republican. But Donald Trump is like, he's like the yeast making the bread to rise. Nobody's been able to really get this combination baking and cooking, but now Trump, with him in office, working to drain the swamp, we are getting what? We're getting a rise in the bread. He is the yeast that's making the bread rise. And if you don't understand that, understand this. There is a movement going on there. Some liberals are scared to death, and I will show you that because there is a commercial about 60 seconds long. I'm going to play it for Mother's Day by the liberal billionaire Tom Steyer, And he can't stand Trump. He spent millions on ads to impeach Trump. But now this ad, what it tells me, it's not because of the ad itself. It's what it's trying to portray. It tells me there's fear in the liberals that if Trump continues to win, if America turns toward the conservative ideas, liberal America, who's been using the African-American community for their vote, for throwing out crumbs and saying, be satisfied with the crumbs, and someday things will get better. Been saying that for 50 years. And then Trump comes along and says, why in the H-E-double-L do you have to lose? Vote for me. Some people are starting to say that makes sense. I'm talking about in the minority communities. So, and you know, on this radio show, we've had Reverend William Owens. We've had Lisa Watson. We've had people down in the front lines, in the foxholes, who know what's going on. I'm not talking about the big headline folks. I'm talking about those in the foxholes, in the minority communities, who are working hard because they believe in the conservative values. C.L. Bryant, we've had him on the show, helped kicked off Rock Splitting Politics when we changed their name. So that is an important part, and that's what I'm calling Jane Madang USA. But let me take this time to remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And don't forget to check out our Facebook page, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Just look up Rock Splitting Politics on your Facebook. It'll take you right there. And if you didn't notice last week, and it's, you may have to go down a few posts in the past on my Facebook page there, Rock Splitting Politics, but my son has got a trailer out for a movie he's working on, a full feature film, but there's a teaser trailer out on YouTube, so you can look that up. Got a link right there on our homepage for Web Talk Radio. So go to that link and take a look at that teaser trailer. I think you'll see someone or hear somebody's voice, you know, and that's I happen to be cast as the villain in that feature film that'll be coming up. So check that out, called The Second Target. You can Google that, The Second Target of the Backwoods Bandits. So check that out. And now we're going to play some Elvis. Because Elvis sums up what's going on. And then I got an ad from the billionaire Tom Steyer play. But I want to remind you, if you listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net, you can go to the website. My website's called www.docholliday.org. And no, I'm not retired. If you remember from the Tombstone movie, well, let me play this little clip right here.
You must be Doc Holliday. You retired too? Not me. I'm in my prime.
Well, I hope I'm in my prime right here. And one of the things that I'm picking up on, and that's why I'm coining this phrase, Jane Madang USA, is there is a relentless movement that nobody can quite define. Crosby, Stills, and Nash said it best many years ago. Take a listen.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Yes, there's something happening out there. It's something that's happening that people can't quite put their fingers on. They've got conservatives hoping. They've got liberals and just flat out in fear of what will happen if Trump actually turns this nation around. And people like what's going on, and the economy is going good. And the liberals are absolutely scared to death of something good happening, including in North Korea, including anywhere around the world where something good is happening. They don't want anything to be attributed to Donald Trump, especially a Nobel Prize. You know what I said last couple of shows ago? It would be fitting that former President Barack Obama would give his prize to Donald Trump, because he could say, well, you deserve this, Donald, because after 8 years, I couldn't do anything in North Korea, and you got right in year two and help bring peace to the world in a place that everybody else has failed. You think that'll happen? Well, I don't see it either. This is, remember, he's the one that supposedly, allegedly approved, somebody would have to approve to put the spy in the Trump campaign, if all that's true. Remarkable kind of devastation to the Constitution, or shredding of the Constitution, if that turns out to be true. But no, I don't see him giving his peace prize. Why did he get that peace prize? Can anybody tell me or remember why Barack Obama got the Nobel Prize for Peace? Oh me. Well, that maybe those 8 years we can just all forget about. Let's look at it that way. Now, I told you there is something going on, something happening out there. I'm calling it Jane Mundane USA, but there is a group of power mongers. I'd call Jesse Jackson, I'd call the Black Caucus, in the United States Congress, I would call these people who are really caught in a trap. Because they love what they're doing. We say drain the swamp. They're part of the swamp. Where is the new black leadership? Cory Booker, is he one? I don't know how young he is. He's fresher than a lot of the black caucus. But you just have to say, are so many African Americans who vote continually for the liberal leftist policies, are they caught in a trap? I think Elvis sang about it. Take a listen from Elvis.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see, oh, what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying.
Well, that is Elvis from Suspicious Minds, and singing about that song Suspicious Minds. Well, anybody that speaks out against the liberal leftist leadership, if they're in that, especially if they're a minority, these new rebels, these 21st century pioneers, they get jammed by all sides of the Democratic Party. To, you know, they make them look mentally ill. You remember Kanye West? They said, well, he's mentally ill, he's mentally unstable. Why, you know, he being a Trump supporter, he can't be in his right mind. Well, they're telling anybody else, if you come out, you're going to get it worse than Kanye West. If you stand up and your skin happens to be a brown, dark, then you are going to get it when it comes to being a Trump supporter. And yet, why are more and more standing up and saying, you know what? Suspicious Minds, I don't care. I'm getting off the plantation. I'm getting out of this box. I'm the gridlock boxer. And they're getting out of it. It's tough to get out of it. That's why they have to be like a boxer to box their way out of these traps that are set. And that is what is remarkable, that the mainstream media does not want anybody to think that this is a growing movement. And yet there's Hispanics, African Americans, there's people that come from other countries, new immigrants, legal immigrants. New legal immigrants are loving this Trump movement that's draining the swamp. They don't even understand it. But there's, you go back to the election of 2016, and we did a show on this, part of a show where there were a lot of the American, legalized American citizens who have come from countries like Nigeria and other places, who were talking about they were Trump supporters because they did not trust Hillary Clinton for what she'd done in their countries. So they knew about Hillary even better than so many Americans did. So, yes, there's something going on. And, you know, there's a if you remember Star Wars, if you've been to see the Infinity Wars that's been out in the theaters now, the Black Panther, but in all these what do you want to call science fiction movies, there's always this force field. You got to bring down the force field. There's a force field that protects an army, or a force field that protects a city, like in Wakanda. So that's in Infinity Wars and Black Panther, for those who haven't seen or don't know what Wakanda's about. But there's always a force field protecting. And it seems like there's this force field that protects the leftist when it comes to African Americans voting, giving over 90% of the vote to the left wingers that has not changed things in 50 years. So when Trump comes along and says, "Give me a chance," you know, the leftists almost lose, it's like they lose their lunch if somebody actually will give Trump a chance. And that's what's happening. Now, this ad that's coming, came out around Mother's Day, it leads me where you think it's scary. A lot of times leftists, when they put an ad out, they think, "Oh my goodness, hope people don't listen to that." But this one I want people to listen to because it tells me there's something happening. They're trying to put a racist stigma around it. And well, listen to the ad. And I'm going to tell you, it's got visuals in there you can't hear. And I'm going to tell you what those are as they go along. But take a listen to this.
I started noticing some issues with him maybe in middle school. The stealing started out small, a few dollars here and there. Not from me, oddly enough, but from less fortunate kids. He was never afraid to talk with girls. But things never really worked out for some reason. I worried when he went to college. But he came home often. I guess he never really learned to do his own laundry. It wasn't until I met his college buddies that I realized it might be too late. Only a mother can catch the signs early. This Mother's Day, talk to your child about the GOP. I wish I had.
Well, we had a very nice-looking mother who just can't believe her son ran off with all these friends, and she talked about at college where he had to come home and bring his laundry. But in the visual, it showed the laundry had Trump T-shirts in the laundry basket, and it said he ran off with his friends, and they show a picture of the racist group that was marching at a rally, and you know, it makes it look like how can my son go wrong and went with these racist group and became a Republican, like all Republicans are racist. And it was just an ad that usually scares people to see it if you're in GOP or if you're conservative. But what it is, it tells me that they know something's going on. And they are using the race card to say Republicans are racist. Listen to your child. Talk to them about the GOP. What minorities need to be talking about their children that should be joining GOP. You know, this is the thing that scares the left to death. That they are going to lose young people. They know they're starting to lose them. And it's growing. It's a movement that's growing. It's the Trump effect. When I said gridlock boxers, for decades now, we've been going back and forth, Republican, Democrat, and like I said, the swamp has grown where it doesn't matter if the Democrats are in charge or Republicans in charge. The swamp was really controlling things, and you see how Trump has come in and says, "We're going to change things," and they have no other way to say it than, the best thing I know, Don King. I have an exclusive that I've played before back during the Republican National Convention in 2016. But listen what Don King said, why he wanted Donald Trump to be president, and tell me if it's not starting to happen. And it's jang my dang. But listen to Don King, 2016 exclusive interview with Doc Holliday.
You voting for a new system. You ain't voting for Donald Trump. No vote. That's what you get out of that. That's another fix in your mind. Listen, you're voting for a new system. You're voting for a new system, and we'll tear the system apart. Not Donald Trump. Donald Trump represents that message of creating a new system. He's going out there. Don't get fooled by, you know, the visualization and the color. Because you ain't voting for Donald Trump. You're voting to get yourself to be recognized and included. You're not included. You're not included.
How is Donald Trump confusing the African American vote? How is Donald Trump confusing the African American vote?
Because I'm going to get it for him.
We got to go now.
How come?
Because he's creating a new system. And the new system is what counts. Nothing else. The system excludes white women and people of color. And so he said, we will create a new system, then we're going to be included, because right now we are not included. The white woman or people of color.
Thank you, Mr.
Right now.
That was the world known boxing promoter Don King. You know him, by the way, his hair sticks up in the air, and there he was at the Republican National Convention, and got to talk with him there, and you heard his answers and his other reporters around. But that is what he was talking about, a new system, and that's what draining the swamp means. And it will give power to the minorities, the people of color who've been left out, like he said. The white women, the people of color who have not been in this power system, they are being moved into it. Why? Not by law, but by being a new system, draining the swamp and getting the new rebels, the 21st century, the gridlock boxers into place. And it's called Jane Mundang USA. Jane Mundang USA. If you don't understand it, just listen this over again. Send it to your friends. Send it to your neighbors. But something is happening now in America. The mainstream media can't put their finger on it. They're scared of it. It's like a hot stove. They're running from it. And yet it will be the potential to turn this country into a conservative movement for the next 70 years. You know, I've told you over and over and on the show over the years that about every 70 years or so, there is a big change in America. It happened, the first big change since about 70 years after the Constitution, give or take a few years after signing Constitution. First big change was the Civil War. And after the Civil War, another 70 years, it was the Great Depression and World War II. After 70 years, where are we now? Just a little bit over 70 years since the end of World War II. It's time for another big change in America. Donald Trump is the yeast that will make the bread rise, and we can have the potential to turn this nation toward conservatism for the next 70 years if we get out and work our tails off and talk and let people understand that this movement of Jane Mundang is growing. And you get on the bandwagon, because it's more than just a Trump train. We're talking about moving our country toward conservative ideas of peace and prosperity like we've never known before. Not only make America great again, let's make America the best it's ever been. Thank you for listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.